السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني، وقال: ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده، فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه، فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه، وذلك ضعف الإيمان. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بلغوا عني ولو آية، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in several ayat in the Holy Quran with regard to the da'wah ilallah. In this verse of Suratul Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. O my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must tell them, inform them, declare to them, this is my path, Sirat Mustaqim. هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدُوُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. That I am inviting you people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, with all confidence, understanding, and with all knowledge. I know what I'm doing. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. I myself and all those who will follow me, my ummah. وَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي. Ulama explained, this will continue till the yawmul qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, demise from this world, but his ummah will continue this work of da'wah. وَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي. Whoever will follow me till the yawmul qiyamah. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only praised this ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Holy Quran. There is no other nation, there is no other ummah of any Nabi or Rasul has been praised in the divine scripture. Why? Because to call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was only the job and responsibility of the prophets, of the messengers, of the Anbiya alayhimus salam. The Ummah never used to have this opportunity or responsibility to invite the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this responsibility, these virtues, this honor, this dignity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this dunya as a khatibun nabiyyin, sealed of the Prophet. So this ummah is the ummah of Khatimun Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there is no other Nabi is going to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And evil is going to spread, shaitan is going to work, he is going to make an effort all the way till Yawmul Qiyamah. Ila Yawmi Yubathun. He asked permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Allah, let me be alive till the Yawmul Qiyamah, so I can misguide them all the way till Yawmul Qiyamah. So my brothers, this work of da'wah is required, it is necessary, it is incumbent until the Yawmul Qiyamah. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hajjatul Wada has given this responsibility to the whole of Ummah by saying in his khutbah, in his sermon, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr narrates this hadith in Muslim Sharif that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the long khutbah of Yawm Arafah. In that khutbah, one highlight order and command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that, oh my ummah, now I am not going to live in this world for a long time, My time is going to end very soon. I am going to depart. But this work of Dawah should continue. And whole Ummah is responsible for this work of Dawah. And that's why you must pass on from me even one word you heard from me. It is your responsibility to pass it on. You don't have to be Mufti or Shaykh or Shaykhul Hadith to become a da'i ila Allah. Every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who believe in Allah, who believe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who believe in Yawmul Akhirah, it is his responsibility, it is incumbent upon him to pass it on to the others. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praise we heard so many times, kuntum khayru ummatin, you are the best of the nation, ukhrijat linnas, your existence in this world is for the other people, for the benefit of the others, ukhrijat linnas. Why? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You are best ummah, best of the nation. Why? Because you are inviting towards good and you are forbidding from the evil. And you are believing in Allah. Because of these qualities, because of this work of da'wah, we are praised and honored in the Holy Quran, inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala said, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whose call, whose talk, whose words can be better than that person who is inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Several ayat, I can keep on saying all the ayat and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard. One of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has praised, and he praised such a way that he never praised to anyone in that regard, made the special dua for the da'i ilallah, for that person who's inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates this hadith in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. Qala samitu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul naddarallahu imra'an sami'a minna shay'an faballaghahu kama sami'ahu farubba muballaghin aw'a min sami'in. This hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in close meaning, that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah, subhanahu, may Allah make that person fresh, brighten, naddar Allah, meaning his face, his whole life should be full of energy, full of goodness, full of nur and brightness, naddara. That person who heard anything from me, anything, shay'an, it doesn't have to qualify Imam or Mufti. One word or one hadith, if he heard it, فَبَلَّغَهُ, then he make tabligh of that word, that hadith of mine. He carried on to the others. He narrated to the others. كَمَا سَمِعَهُ, as it is, he heard from me or read from the book of hadith. فَرُبَّ مُبَلَّغٍ, most of the time, a person to whom it is conveyed or related, that is better in practicing than the person who is speaking. Sometimes a preacher is not practicing that much which his listener is practicing. So that's why Rasulullah, and in this hadith ulama explained that it's not necessary for some people argue, oh, I am not the alim, I am not practicing, how can I tell others? Well, I am not doing that good work. That is a deception from the shaitan. Rasulullah never made this condition that first you must practice, then you must convey. Yes, you must practice. It is incumbent upon you too. Right? But you should not wait until I am done practicing properly, then I will convey. No, same time, immediately, whatever you heard, it is your responsibility to convey to the others. Whether you are practicing or you are not practicing, it is your responsibility to pass it on. And there are so many virtues with regard to the work of Dawah, my brothers. Now, it is so sad that last week, the Saudi government, the religious affair, you know, officially instructed all the khutbah and imams of the Saudi Arabia that they must mention in that sermon that this work of Dawah, the tabligh, it is work of kufr and shirk and bid'ah. never used to happen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this and that. So other than Haramain Sharifain, all the imams of the different masajid had spoken in their khutbah against of work of da'wah, and they banned the work of da'wah in Saudi Arabia, that these people who are doing this work of da'wah, they are not allowed to do their activities in the Saudi Arabia. And what these people are doing, my brothers? Yes, you can say this was not done in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this manner, but this is all the arkan of the work of da'wah. If you really understand, it is based on the ayat of the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As time is changing, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the good words in the hearts of the pious people. He select the pious scholars to continue this work of da'wah. Mujaddid, every 1,000 years there is someone comes in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he change, or not changing, but he rectifies the mistakes and wrongs which is already started in the name of the Sharia, and he clear it up again as it was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the work of da'wah is based on the ayat and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And look at the benefit of this work of da'wah, my brothers. Within 60-70 years, throughout the world, you go any country, anywhere, you will find these brothers are doing this work of da'wah. Very simple way. They are not involved in politics. They are not asking for money. They are not asking for donation. They spend their own money, own time. They carry their own bags and bedding. And they're sleeping in the masjid. They are not even asking anyone to give them resident place or motel or hotel. So simply they're spending their own time, sacrificing their own time and their own money, and they're going door to door, house to house, person to person, reminding him to come to the masjid and pray the salat and learn about deen, tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is so sad, my brothers, that this is what happened, and it hurt the Muslim ummah throughout the world. The Muslim world has been hurt by this decision, or because of this khutbah, and the scholars all over the world had condemned this khutbah. Directly, indirectly, they are negotiating with the Saudi government that this ban should be taken away. So we should pray the hidayat for this Saudi crown prince and the officials who did not understand the real wisdom of this work of da'wah. And my brothers, it is very scary time. We are coming very close to the Yawmul Qiyamah. And this is one of the signs of the Yawmul Qiyamah, when the Dajjal will appear. This all things, all these kind of fitnas will take place. Why they ban the work of da'wah? Because this work of da'wah is trying to bring the people towards the masjid. They're bringing people towards the deen. They are, you know, convincing them to pray 5 times salat and practice on the mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the etiquette of eating, etiquette of sleeping, etiquette of using the bathroom, etc. There are so many, if you spend your time 3 days or 40 days, you will learn so much about sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their dress, their appearance, you know, their daily life,